Now, on to the pandemic, where Cape Cod is seeing an uptick in cases and state health officials are monitoring the spread. The Cape has seen a cluster of about 30 residents and staff at a Yarmouth nursing home test positive. And in Provincetown, a cluster of more than 130 cases, mostly among those already vaccinated. And that pushed the town to reissue an indoor mask advisory. Joining us to discuss that community's response is Alex Morse, town manager of Provincetown. And Alex, how do you view the problem there? What's behind the surge in cases?
So it's important to remember that Provincetown has a population of 3,000 residents year-round. And in the summer, we ballooned to a population of upwards of 60,000 people a day. And so we're a decent-sized city in the summer. And when you have tens of thousands of people congregating in very densely populated spaces and venues, there are certainly a number of unvaccinated individuals that are traveling here. But I think, if anything, when we think about this cluster, it's showing us that the vaccine is working, given that the majority of cases in the cluster are vaccinated individuals showing mild symptoms. And so I think it's also an example of having to sort of shift our thinking to a new normal of, unfortunately, having to live with the virus. You know, we want to continue tracking severity of symptoms among vaccinated and level of hospitalizations. And, you know, until we see, or if we see a steep increase in those two indicators, then I think we'd be more concerned. But we're doing the best we can to manage it. It's still very much possible to, you know, have a fun and safe time in Provincetown, but we want to make sure we get this advisory out and raise the public consciousness on COVID, that it's still very much with us.
So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is everything's okay and 5 is holy cow, this is a crisis, what's your number right now, Alex?
I would say we're at a 2. You know, unfortunately, as a nation, we still have less than 50% of our population fully vaccinated. And there are some things that need to happen to increase vaccination and vaccine hesitant communities. We're getting the word out that testing is the most important thing that people can do right now to detect and test early, get vaccinated. Again, the numbers are showing that vast majority are vaccinated with mild symptoms, and we need to get those numbers up. So we thank the State Department of Public Health for deploying mobile testing and mobile vaccination here. We've had over 3,000 people get tested in the last week and a half. We've issued over 20 vaccinations in the last few days. And so we are seeing an uptick in people getting tested and people getting vaccinated here.
So over the next 2 weeks, if everything were going perfectly, what would be your success metrics for these next couple weeks?
Well, I think, you know, the incubation period for COVID is about 2 weeks, right? So we know that the first 2 weeks of July are among the two busiest weeks in Provincetown. And so we're hopeful that between this week and next week, we have family week, that there's a number of behavioral changes that happen in town as a result of the advisory, but also happen naturally. We do want to see more folks masking indoors, particularly in places where social distancing is impossible, very densely populated places, think nightclubs or bars, dance venues where, you know, thousands of people go out at night and are very close to each other. And so the advisory does touch on that and other forms of contact as well, in which COVID could be spread through respiratory droplets. So we do want to see a change in behavior. We do want to see increased testing, increased vaccination. You know, our mobile testing van right now is testing about 275 to 300 people a day. We're getting daily reports as to what percentage of those folks are testing positive. And so we're able to track on a daily basis. Is it going up? Is it going down? Is it staying the same? And so it's too soon for us to come to conclusions right now, but we're hopeful in a few days or in at least a week, we're starting to see it stabilize.
And do you know what percentage of your positive tests are the Delta variant? Are you able to track Delta in this midst?
So we're working closely with the State Department of Public Health on this, and they've said they will have further information on that exact point by tomorrow. And so they are doing their due diligence to provide that evidence. I mean, an educated guess would tell us that it is the Delta variant, but we want to be sure of the science and research behind that before we declare that publicly. But it would be very surprising if it was not the Delta variant, given the level of how contagious it is.
So earlier in this week, here on Radio Boston, we spoke with Rob Anderson, who's owner of the canteen in Provincetown. He told us that he's looking for clear, consistent guidance, strong leadership from officials about what to do. So I want to ask you, has the messaging been clear from the state, the feds, in regards to what to do about breakthrough cases? And do you have what you need to do the clear, consistent things in Provincetown for your community?
Yes, we have been very clear. And so Provincetown really led the way over the last year in keeping public health as the main driver of decision making. everything happening in Provincetown over the last several weeks, has been in accordance with state guidelines, regulatory guidelines, and CDC guidance. And so we thought it was important for the Board of Health and the Select Board and leaders in town to declare an advisory given the uptick in data. One of our options, obviously, was to do nothing and let this pass, but we chose to do an advisory. We worked hand in hand with Barnstable County Health Department and the State Department of Public Health with the guidance of the Centers for Disease Control. And so we are all united and on the same page. We're hopeful that, again, with this advisory and some changes in behavior, we'll start to see some stability and the numbers start to come down as we exit, again, two of the busiest weeks that we've had.
All right. Alex Morse is the town manager in Provincetown. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.